Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Families and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News. Police in Washington state say they've thwarted a possible mass shooting. ABC's Dave Packer has some of the details.
The FBI learning of a mass shooting plot for the Three Rivers Mall in Kelso, Washington. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Olson.
We received a tip that there was information on an online chat platform.
The suspect, a teen in Columbia County, when they searched the home.
They had very detailed plans, as well as an intent and means to carry out their plan.
Motive?
Suspect pledged allegiance to several online nihilistic, violent extremist groups and ideologies.
The teen suspect arrested. Dave Packer, ABC News.
18-year-old Marcelo Gomez da Silva welcomed back to his hometown of Milford, Massachusetts, a day after being taken into ICE custody. He was picked up by ICE last Saturday while driving his father's car to volleyball practice. Homeland Security agents say they were targeting his dad. When they found out he was in the U.S. illegally, they made the arrest. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Ends Monday, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high of 73. Today, some drizzle or sprinkles possible. Peaks of sun in the afternoon. Tonight, variable clouds and a low of 54. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy. Isolated light showers possible and a high of 75. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles possible and 53 for a low. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely by late morning. Maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 72.
Slaughter cows are steady, with beef crossbred calves much higher. Jersey calves sold up to $6.90, Holstein calves up to $11.80, and the black crossbred calves up to $15.60, all by the pound. Thinner started Jersey calves sold from $2.35 to $3.40, with started black crossbred calves $7.20 to $9.90. Feeder sale this Friday, June 6th. We get started at 1 o'clock. Early consignments include 8 roan steers and heifers, 6 white-faced steers, 10 black steers and heifers, 12 black and red crossbred steers, 5 crossbred bulls, all of these weigh 550 to 700. There'll also be 15 black steer calves in the 350 to 400 pound range, 22 great Holstein steers weighing 550, 6 Holstein steers 1,000, a couple white faced bulls weighing 1,000, and a pair of Jersey steers weighing 350, along with many more packages of cattle. If you have feeder cattle for our weekly Wednesday sales, be sure to contact Darren Colton or Jim, 608-627-1401. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola serves the farmers of the 6-county area.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show get-together from WRCO today, we have Coach Andy Troxell in the studio with us, and we also have Sheila Troxell to make sure that he behaves himself this morning. Joining us, we're talking about summer programs, and we're going to introduce you to something called Buzz Bucks as well. I'm kind of fascinated about that subject, but here we are. Your summer is starting to get underway, Coach.
It is. It goes faster every single year, it seems like, you know, and so this summer doesn't offer any shortage of programming. You know, we've kind of up things a little bit, especially with the WIAA coming out with Unlimited Contact, you know, so whether you're from Richland Center or a surrounding school district, there's plenty of things to do with our youth program.
Tell me a little bit about the WIAA ruling then for contact days. How's that changing now?
Yeah, so the WIAA recently passed Unlimited Contact for all sports, you know, and I think they just got tired of kind of regulating, you know, how many contact days coaches could have with their kids. And so they opened up the lid and just kind of let everything out, you know. So this is very similar to what other states around us are doing. I know when I taught and I coached in Iowa, we had unlimited contact down there. So coming back to Wisconsin actually was kind of refreshing that you only had 5 contact days, you know, so everybody could enjoy a summer. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how different school districts kind of approach this. I know probably in rural areas, we have a lot of athletes that do multiple sports. And so coaches just have to be on the same page with kind of sharing athletes to allow these kids to do a little bit of everything. In urban centers and situations, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that allows, as you mentioned, coaches are probably going to have to put together like a little bit of a puzzle to say, okay, we get the kids on Monday night, you get them Tuesday, you know, that kind of thing, if they're in multiple sports.
Yeah, we actually sat down earlier this week and we had that exact conversation, you know, so our AD, Laura Selgeby, got all our head coaches together and she said, all right, okay, this is what the WIAA has afforded us. And so now we got to figure it out, you know, so it was really actually kind of nice to sit down with Brian and Ryan, you know, and other head coaches too, and just kind of look at how this is all going to work. And actually worked out pretty nicely.
Good.
You know, to have league games for baseball and basketball, those kind of go opposite days, you know, and then our stuff kind of is peppered in, you know, throughout the summer. And so only a couple conflicts, you know, but it was nice to kind of have that collective shared understanding of how we're going to do this so we don't burn kids out.
Football has 7-on-7, correct? Are you involved in that this year?
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years. And that really kind of started in just kind of small little offerings that we had with local area schools. And now that's really kind of exploded, you know, in Southwest Wisconsin, but also across the state. So our youth program, you know, it's open to any area kid. You know, a lot of center kids go. And so our first one is going to be June 21st. We'll take a crew down to Platteville. And that's nice. You have about 14 or 15 Southwest Wisconsin schools. And then the very next day, we head up to UW Oshkosh. You know, and so we have a lot of schools that we see that we won't see unless we're deep in a playoff situation with that. And so it's nice to just see different levels of competition. So that's the it's the UW Oshkosh 7-on-7 state championships.
Also, weightlifting comes into play for all sports in the summer, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, so we offer three different sessions throughout the week, you know, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's a 5:30 a.m. session. You're not going to see me at the 5:30 a.m. session. A lot of our varsity kids, though, they're chomping at the bit and they're ready to go. I'll be there at the 6 a.m. session, though.
You're sleeping in a half hour then.
I need any beauty rest that I can get, believe me. So yeah, 5:30 in the morning, 6:15 in the morning. Those run for about an hour and a half or so. And then for those people that aren't early birds, right, we have a 5:30 p.m. session. And so we just want to offer these opportunities for kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we can kind of work with and around their schedule, because strength development is so critical to whatever sport you play. And it's open to anybody, right? We're not going after just football kids. You know, if you run cross country, you play soccer, you do this, you do that, you know, it's kind of an open invitation for you.
Makes quite a difference, doesn't it?
It does. You know, that was one of the conversations that we had earlier this week with Coach Pauls. He goes, We are a beneficiary when it comes down to the strength and conditioning program. We love, you know, that you guys get them ready right in the summer, right? And they roll right from a football season into a basketball season, you know, and they're ready, they're conditioned, they're durable, because that's a grueling season, you know, winter months and whatnot. So it's kind of nice to hear that it is benefiting not just our program, but all programs, you know, with the kids that participate in our strength and conditioning program.
Tell me about your youth programs. Do you have quite a few of those set up for the summer?
Yeah, we do. And our first one is going to be June 27th and 28th. And that is something that we've done. Actually, it was born out of COVID. There's an outfit out of Mount Horeb. It's called the OSA Academy, or the Off-Season Academy. And these are guys that were stellar prep athletes in high school, some of which have gone on to UW-Whitewater, won some national championships there. And so their basis was, all right, when schools only had 5 contact days, let us come on site, let us coach this, let us do that for you so that you don't have to, so kids can have more football experience right throughout the summer. You know, now with the new WIAA change with contact, you know, they're kind of in limbo with that, but these guys do such a phenomenal job. You know, I won't hesitate to bring them in year after year, you know, because the cost of camps, I mean, you're looking at $400 to $500 to go 2 to 3 hours in any given direction, you know, and we offer that for $150 right here in our backyard. And these guys are great. They're wonderful with the kids. They know their stuff. And so this is open to anybody. We've had a lot of center kids, obviously, but North Crawford, they've been in attendance. You know, we would love to have Ithaca and Riverdale, Hillsboro, Kickapoo. You know, I think we've had some Valley interest, you know, so it's just basically offering the opportunity for kids to become a better football player in their respective position.
What's the age group in that?
So that one will be middle school and high school.
Okay.
You know, and so what we'll do is we'll kind of section those guys off. So, you know, if you have more of a newfound experience, right, with football, you know, you'll be with like-minded and likability, you know, and then the high school kids are going to push a little bit harder. You know, they're going to challenge you. So these guys do a fantastic job teaching the fundamentals, but also giving them opportunities to really kind of grow in kind of the technical side of playing football. So it's tough work. They're going to push hard, you know, but it's not going to be a screaming match or anything like that, right? They really want to make sure that you are sound. So when you go back to whatever your home program is, that you're a contributor once you come around to fall ball.
Right. And when you get into camp in early August, you're going to be ahead of other players, I'm sure, too, aren't you?
Oh, no question. Absolutely. Like any sport, I mean, football is very, very technical, you know, especially in the trenches. And I think that's where they have a lot of impact with their O-line and their D-line stuff. You know, and so if kids know what to do in those situations, I mean, they're going to perform better for whatever program that is. So that's really kind of our June programming. July looks a little bit different. We kind of go full steam once we get to July with the things that we offer, too.
Are you going to have the Brady Ewing camp again this year?
Yeah, actually talking to Brady, what we're going to do is something a little bit different this year. Historically, we've had 3 days with the Brady Ewing youth camp, you know, when we have kids just kind of rotate with different stations. And so this year, we've actually broken it up. So the Brady Ewing youth camp is going to be 3 days, but it's going to be just for running backs and linebackers. So therefore, we've added the Hog Academy. And so that'll be a three-day camp too. And so that'll focus on just O-line and D-line. And then we have the Ball Hawk Academy, which are wide receivers and defensive backs. So our thought process with this is that we really want to dive in and get very technical with our youth, you know, in terms of what do they do in those respective positions. Now, granted, a kid might change. They might grow 6 inches, right, and gain 50 pounds, and they might no longer be a running back or a quarterback, right? But at that level, we kind of have a general idea where kids are going to go. And kids can jump around, right? So we're really excited about offering that more specific, you know, instruction on those positions. So, yes, we have the Brady Ewing camp. We're excited for that. You know, the Hog Academy, O-line, D-line, and the Ball Hawk Academy with DBs and wide receivers. And with all of our camps, we try to keep it super affordable. We're not here to get rich on this stuff. You know, it's $25 a head. But with any of our camps or any of our opportunities, you know, if finances or cost is an issue, you know, we do offer scholarships with that kind of stuff just to make sure that any kid that wants to become a better football player or be around it or be with their friends, that cost is not an issue for them. I mean, that is a core pillar in our philosophy with our youth program.
You're listed as president of the summer camps. Is it a whole committee or you got elected or how did that happen?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. So this was, it's kind of my brainchild back in, I think 2019 is when we officially established Hornet Youth, or Hornet Football Summer Camps. And then over time, I know Greg Shep did a wonderful job with our youth football program, but just decided that he was going to kind of step away and kind of move on to other projects. And so he approached me and said, you know, would you be interested in kind of taking this over? And I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it would be great now to have kind of a good, solid youth program that kind of rolls into a middle school program and then ultimately to our high school program. So I oversee the day-to-day operations, kind of the big picture stuff with a lot of that. But I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't say Chris Clerken is a huge aspect of how this program runs, especially in the fall. I mean, that guy works tirelessly, you know, to make sure that our fall flag, you know, our fall tackle program, you know, that stuff kind of goes off without a hitch. And there's not a guy you're going to see in Southwest Wisconsin that works harder than Chris. So, you know, with Chris kind of taking the lead as our youth director, you know, Michael Starks is on board, you know, he's our treasurer, and then we have a board as well. So it takes all of us to do this, you know, and so we've been really pleased with the programs we're able to offer throughout the year, but also how many kids are kind of jumping on board. You know, and nationally, right, numbers are kind of dwindling with a lot of sports. I mean, some are exceptions, right, with girls wrestling and things like that. But we have been very pleased to see our numbers actually improve and increase, you know, all the way from sixth grade down to kindergarten.
Uh-huh. It's a real change lots of times of the climate, you know, and I think you've kind of got that maybe over the hump a little bit and where kids want to come out and be a part of it, right?
Yeah, I think one of the smartest things that we did is we really went kind of all in on our flag opportunities with kids, whether it be in fall flag or the spring flag league that we just finished a few weeks ago. It just allows every kid to kind of be part of it, right? They get to be a wide receiver, even if they're 200 pounds in fifth grade, right? But and it's that camaraderie. And that's the big thing is we want kids to kind of feel a part of it. And it's not the heavy hitting stuff, you know, because I don't know if we benefit much, you know, from a lot of heavy hitting stuff at the youth level. And I think parents have really appreciated that there are alternatives where they can play football, but they don't have to worry about the contact piece at this age, you know, and so we can gradually kind of get kids ready and roll them into what it's like, you know, to deliver a hit or get hit, right, in that capacity as we go forward.
So if parents are interested and they're listening this morning, what's the best way to find out more information or contact you, Coach?
So we are very active on Facebook. A lot of our youth programs will be posted or will be coming up here shortly. But our website is where all of that stuff currently is listed and registration is live. And so the website is rchornetfootball.com. And when they go to the website, you'll see the second tab. It says football programs. If they hover over that, there's a whole drop-down menu with all of those programs. And so our registration is completely online. And so it's fairly intuitive and easy to use to get kids kind of plugged in. So we know that, you know, June is kind of a quiet month, especially as school just ended. But, you know, we anticipate numbers and registrations are going to start to go up here and probably the end of the month, but definitely probably in the week or two prior, that's when they really go through the roof. So keep an eye on us on social media. We've got a bunch of activity going on there with some other programs we'll talk about today, you know, but then our website, that's where you're going to find a lot of that registration that's currently open for summer, and then fall is going to be open here shortly.
Well, we want to learn about Buzz Bucks. What can you tell us about?
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to fundraising for our youth program, I think we have tried everything. You know, just like a lot of programs, you know, they want to find a way that they can generate revenue. I mean, things are just getting more expensive, right? Year in and year out. And I don't foresee that changing. And so when it comes to Buzz Bucks, this, I would say, has been years in the making, but months in production. And what the program is similar to is COVID cash, if people are familiar with that, that happened about 5 years ago, is we wanted to find a way to give back to local business. And all too often we go with our youth program, we've gone to local businesses and said, we would like to offer this opportunity. Would you sponsor us in the form of just a cash donation? Or maybe that's in the form of, you know, a t-shirt sponsorship or whatever, you know, but we recognize that businesses get hit up a lot. You know, and so we have been thinking about, how do we fix this? How do we address this, right? So it can help our youth program, but we can also give back to those businesses and local sponsors that have been so good to us, you know, over decades. And so what Buzz Bucks is people can go and they can buy a card. And then you've got a beautiful card there. They can see this on our website.
I do, yes. Nice one. It sticks right out.
Yep. And so they buy it for $10 and immediately worth $20. And that $20 then can be spent at any one of our participating businesses. So I don't know about you, but I mean, if I could double my money, I would do that in a heartbeat. So with this, those cards are sold every week. You know, we want to make sure it's a slow release so everybody has a chance to purchase them if they want to. What we've seen is a lot of people will buy the max at 10 cards a day. So they buy $100 worth and instantly worth $200 in spending value. And then they just kind of go around. You know, whether you want to go and you want to buy an oil change at TC Auto Works, right, or go get, you know, some baked goods at Christie's or get a facial, you know, at Inspired Innovations. You know, I mean, there's lots of things that are there. And so last week was our first rollout with this program. We had people waiting at the door, you know, before we even opened. That was at Royal Bank, and we'll be at Royal Bank again tomorrow from 9 to 11. I think the word has gotten out. I think people know what it is. I think they're excited, and I think the line's going to be a little bit longer. But we have only a limited supply that we kind of put in circulation. So if folks are interested in this, they can check out our website. The whole program is broken down. The website has all the sponsors there as well. But I don't anticipate we're going to be there very long. It's pretty cool. And I think businesses are pretty excited that it's something different than just asking for money, right? There's an opportunity to kind of give back. And certainly we've seen some really cool stuff with this program that businesses have the opportunity to just donate to the general fund, or they can sponsor other businesses. So that's been really cool to see people, you know, jump on board and want to participate, but also sponsor this other business. And I mean, it's truly a community fundraiser. And that's one of the things that I'm so excited about it, is that not only is giving back to them, but it's like everybody's on board and it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool. You don't get an opportunity to double your money like that very often, do you?
No, absolutely not. So like I said, you know, I had some conversations with people that have done things similar in the past. Just want to make sure it was done right. You know, and I think we've cracked the code and we're super excited about it.
All right. Well, you've got the approval of your mom, so that's a good thing as well. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah. Buzz Bucks. It sounds like the business community has really responded well to this.
They are. When Andy had this idea to do this and mold it after the COVID Caring Cash, I love the idea of not only supporting the kids program, but giving back to the local businesses and also the nonprofits. Businesses are so good to give back to so many fundraisers, sporting events, just any type of program going on. But it does get very expensive for them because you want to support all of them. And sometimes that's really hard to do. I did reach out to Mick Cosgrove to make sure it was okay with him if we kind of borrowed, stole his idea. And because Mick and Southwest Partners put it all together, and it was incredibly successful during COVID. It brought back over $250,000 to our local economy. I have also loved the Pay It Forward, not only supporting businesses, but also nonprofits. So, for example, Mick Cosgrove and Heartland Trees bought one for the American Legion. Richards Insurance bought one for Patchwork Acres at the Farmers Market. I can't accept the BuzzBucks through because I work through Airbnb, but my Airbnb, Twin Pines Ridgetop, they bought one for Richland Rescue. We also bought one for Amy Bindle for her Grace Flower Walk, but then she had to close early, so then we bought one also for Samantha Sweets at the Farmers Market. Southwest Partners stepped in. They bought one for the Family Thrift Shop, and they also bought one for the new owners of the Pine River Paddle. Wallace Cooper and Elliott bought one for the Dairy Breakfast this Sunday. So you can buy the BuzzBucks and spend it at the Dairy Breakfast. Annette, we reached out to Annette, and she said that she would accept it. I thought one of the coolest stories that I had was we had a local business who bought one for the Richland Family Restaurant. So the Richland Family Restaurant, Dino and Al, loved the idea. So then they bought one for the Dario. And I thought that was cool because that was their direct competition. But like Dino said, you know, they're really good people. And I just want you to know, I did buy you one, Phil, so you can go up and load up on Ski Pop at the Dario.
Man, and it's green in color too. It'll match my ski.
But, you know, but I want to say, you know, keep in mind that any individual can buy one for their nonprofit, you know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a business. We have had individuals purchase them to pay it forward to someone else. So I think that's the true meaning of the program, is to, you know, support the kids, but also to give back to the community and, you know, support these nonprofits that, you know, they're always looking for revenue to come in to support their, their programs.
How does it work then if you buy it for another business and give it to someone? How do they know it's that business, or how does that come into play? Coach?
That might be something, yeah, we'll refer that back to Andy.
Oh, okay. You got your laptop out.
I do. I'm all professional. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Wow, I'm impressed.
So on our website, it'll have the list of participating businesses, right? But underneath that, it'll tell you who they've been sponsored by.
Oh.
And so that's where we can see exactly, you know, what that kind of looks like. And what's cool about this is that this list is growing by the day and by the week with new people that are jumping on board. I know we're in conversations with other local participants, you know, so I imagine our list is going to change probably even by tomorrow. I think RC Tacos is going to come on board, you know, with this. With that, the program runs from June until July. It ends August 1st. So buy your BuzzBucks now, use them before August 1st. And so we anticipate and we hope to put 1,000 cards in circulation. And with this, I think the financial impact with this is probably, estimated to be about $30,000 to $40,000 of an economic impact just with this local fundraiser, which is wild. And so businesses can jump on board at any point. They can jump on board today, right? They can jump on board June 30th or July 20th. It doesn't matter, right? That's the beauty of it. It's not too late to get on board, whether you want to participate or if you want to sponsor or donate to this stuff. So that's where this whole program is dynamic. We post our list of our sponsors on our social media page and also by updating the website. So it's cool to just watch this really, truly grow.
I think too, Phil, is it would be amazing if they look at the list of businesses. Like when I reached out to Randy Olson Trucking, you know, Randy immediately was like, you bet, we're in. You know, so if you need a load of black dirt, you know, something like that. I thought too, Mr. G's, they were really good. They said, even if we don't get any business, it supports the other local businesses in town. You know, so, I mean, that was the attitude that I thought was really cool, because they're just recognizing that it helps everybody else. So I just hope people really look at that, you know, the list of businesses and the nonprofits, and there's so much possibility for these businesses to recapture. And then what do? They turn right around and give it right back to the next program that comes in, that they come in and get asked for.
It truly is a win-win situation, though, and you know, for the businesses too. It gets people in the door that, you know, they might maybe not been there before, or whatever the case might be.
I think that's really true, that a lot of times people say, you know, I've never been in there before. And then they get in there and they see what they have to offer. So, you know, it's really cool that way as well, because they, you know, even if they don't spend something the first time, now they know what you offer. And they can come back and you know, purchase from, you know, from them down the road.
The money raised, obviously, it's going toward, you see, you mentioned some of the scholarships and things like that, Coach?
Yeah, this year was the first year our youth football program gave a scholarship, you know, so it's a nice way to kind of give back to the kids that have, you know, come on board and they've coached or they've officiated or they've done something with our youth program. So it goes towards that, you know, and I think that we have to be honest with people in the sense that there's a lot of financial hardship, you know, within our community, you know, and a lot of times that limits the opportunities for youth in our area. And so we will never turn a kid away, you know, and but we have to be able to kind of fund that. And so that's a big part of our fundraising efforts, is to make sure that we have money available, right, to offer in, you know, these great opportunities, whether it's local or we bring somebody in to teach, to coach, or do something like that. Football is expensive, you know, across the board. So not only opening up opportunities, right, but we also want to make sure that our equipment is up to par. You know, and football equipment is extremely expensive. I think every kid that we outfit with equipment is about $1,200, from helmet, you know, to shoulder pads and then everything down there. So that's a pretty penny, right? And it's not good forever, right? Eventually that stuff breaks or expires or whatnot. So not only do we want to outfit that, but we also want to kind of invest in some more preventative safety gear as well. One of the big things that we are doing, especially with our youth football program, is we have purchased guardian caps, you know, for every single participant. So what that is, you've got your football helmet, you've seen them in the NFL, you know, the caps that go over, there's more padding there. I mean, on those youth kids, it's going to be kind of comical, right? Because their head is going to be gigantic, you know, but, you know,
like an alien.
Right, exactly. But if it's one thing that we can do, right, to make the game safer, then we won't hesitate to do that. So we're looking at having more of those guardian caps available. And the other thing we're looking at, too, is just cue collars. And that's something that's new. I think people may have seen them at the collegiate level and then the NFL level. They're kind of like collars that go around your neck, all right? And they're meant to kind of offer a little more preventative protection than for, you know, any kind of hit, right? Whether it be head-to-head or, you know, head-to-ground, that would prevent some kind of concussion. So, I mean, those are $200 a piece, you know, with that. So football, by far, is the most expensive sport out there, right? And so that puts us in a situation where we just have to fundraise, right, to do this, and if we're going to do it right.
You mentioned how much it is to outfit a player. Is it that much for a youth player as well, or is it a little less?
It's a little bit less. I would say at the high school level, the average helmet is about $450 a piece. You know, it's not top of the line, but it's not bottom of the barrel either. You know, and so when you take a look at a youth helmet, those are about maybe $100 or so, you know, but our inventory is something that we want to bolster up and make it better. And I would say those helmets, you know, maybe start initially at 100, but the good ones are probably around 2 or so. So it adds up pretty fast.
And you have to recycle. I know the high school helmets for sure. How often do you have to get those turned in?
Those are typically, they have about a 10-year lifespan, you know, but every year we send them in, right? And there's always a couple that are rejected for whatever reason that don't meet safety specs. And so then they're trash, they're junk, right? And so it's $400, $200, whatever, just out the window. And that's $50 a piece to recondition a helmet, you know, fix the scratches, repaint it, and do all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of money that's tied up in just helmets purchasing and then just maintaining those. But what we want to try to do is make sure we're on a cycle. So it's not like every 10 years we've got to buy 40 helmets now. That's a crazy cost. So we want to try to do about 5 to 10 every single year.
BuzzBucks, this is exciting. There's a buzz in the community, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, I would like to say that that was happenstance, but that was intentional. You know, we wanted to make sure there was a buzz. So I think initially there's a lot of uncertainty. What is this? I'm not sure how it works, right? But hopefully with word of mouth, with kind of talking with you this morning, you know, and the stuff we're pushing on social media, people have a better understanding. Yeah, like I said, I think we're going to have a big crowd tomorrow. There's a lot of local events that are kind of in the works that we want to support, as well as business. And we're super, super excited about it.
And that's at Royal Bank?
Royal Bank, tomorrow, 9 to 11.
Meet and greet with Michael Starks, probably, too.
I think
right?
He's taking vacation this week.
Oh, he is?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
He's turning his back on his public. Sheila, anything else you want to add today about BuzzBucks?
No, I just say check it out. It's definitely worth the money to double your money in just supporting the program. And it's just, like you said, a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a really unique idea, isn't it?
It is. And I've always taught my kids, you know, beg, borrow, and steal. And so, you know, if you
not
see a
steal.
Good...
Not steal.
Not steal. All right. No. But borrow a really good idea, you know, and this was just a phenomenal thought that, you know, Mick and Southwest Partners had. And, you know, we just saw the success in that. And, you know, it just was a great way and to give back to the community.
Sincerest way of flattery, right? If you borrow something and use it like
that. Oh, absolutely. No question. We've done it with a lot of our just, you know, what we with football programming. You know, I mean, we didn't reinvent the wheel. We just brought it a little bit closer to home.
Yeah. And it's interesting because everybody, I mean, every school district, everybody needs to raise funds. And, you know, it's kind of the not your typical thing, you know, brought sales or whatever. You're doing a little bit differently. Then.
We are, you know, and... With our youth program, there's not a lot of grants out there for this. I mean, believe me, I've looked to see what we can do to kind of apply for things. There's certainly some, and we've been fortunate enough to access those. But, you know, when it comes to youth sports, people just, you know, grant-wise, don't offer those quite a bit. And so that burden falls on whatever the local entity is, right, to kind of raise the funds that they need. So it's tough.
There's the QR code on the back of the Buzz card as well, so that's how it works, right?
It is, yeah. So if you're older like me, I've realized by talking to the young kids, is you can just take your camera and you can hover over that QR code.
Yeah.
It'll pop up a link and it'll take you right where you need to go. So I'm the old guy in the room, you know, when it comes to that, so I'm learning too.
Yeah, it's amazing. I might even be able to learn it. Sheila, you might be able to.
I just asked my grandkids to help me.
That's the best way. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for all you do for the community, both of you. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us this morning.
Thanks, Phil.
Good luck. And learning about BuzzBucks has been fun, and the summer programs for area youth as well. Andrew Troxell, Sheila Troxell in the studio for this portion of the morning show.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you, and replenishing from Christmas, and the kids' books especially. Old Cooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Old Cooch Books and Libation. Don't forget the wrap presents for free.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. And have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
We switch gears on the morning show today on WRCO to talk about an upcoming event, not this weekend, but next weekend. In the studio with us, Ryan and Julie Cairns from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Good to get you guys together here, get you in the studio, you know. Is there anything I can help you with?
It's kind of like a date.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the first time I've seen Julie in a long time. So
It's been pretty crazy.
That's what it's all about, just bringing people together here.
Thank you. The morning show does that, too.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have another parking lot party, Julie. I know you're really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, we are. It's, I think, probably one of my favorite events, anyway, of the whole year. And it's the focus is just to be able to give back to our community and support the farmers, say thank you to our farmers. So next Saturday, we will have a party right after the parade, walk on down to the parking lot. We will have ice cream, fresh cheese curds from Car Valley. We will have face painting, and we will have Rogers Create. They're going to have their artwork on the sidewalk again, so or in the pavement. Other than that, I think Tiny Acres. Oh, gosh, big one. Yeah, they're going to be there again. So it's kind of tradition, but all of that's going to be there. And drum roll, please.
Uh-oh.
A special surprise guest.
A special guest.
So if you haven't seen it on Facebook, we have a few hints today to help people guess.
Am I the surprise guest?
Besides Ryan, there is another surprise guest.
Oh.
So maybe maybe Ryan has some hints that he could drop about the special guest.
I would consider oneself lucky.
Lucky.
Oh, lucky to see this special guest.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Not mucky.
No. Lucky.
Okay.
Or Ducky, maybe. Ducky, maybe.
Or happy-go-lucky.
He has been described as somebody who's more Wisconsin than cheese curds and brats, which to me, that's pretty Wisconsin.
Wow.
Sounds like he likes red and white.
Oh, okay. How long has he been around? Quite a long
time. Well, I think since 1940, he's been leading Cheers. Yeah, little furry kind of guy is what I've heard, too. Kind of furry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not Henry Bray.
No, definitely not Henry Bray. No, definitely not. He could come as a backup, though.
So a special guest that you can't really say the name yet.
You'd be lucky to find out, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he does a lot of push-ups.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to get up close to him because you can't always get up close to him.
Oh.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly like you. Good opportunity to get a picture.
A good photo op that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this after the parade, Julie?
We were just talking about that. Ever since we moved to the old Quick Trip building, so that's probably what?
2019.
Yeah. So do the math. I can't do the math. 6 years? 5 years. For sure 5 years. Yeah. And it's been such a great success every time. It's just fun to see. It's just fun to see the parking lot full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I commend you because it's nice. Sometimes after the parade, you know, just things stop, you know, and the rodeo go around isn't until a few hours later.
Correct. Yeah.
And so it's nice to have something to do downtown.
Yeah. It's kind of that pause break, I think, too, to just talk about the parade, what you saw, how great it was, and just to everyone to kind of come together and have some, again, free ice cream, free cheese curds. There's no charge for anything. We want people to come and relax and enjoy. And the special guest, I think, will just make a nice cherry on top, so to speak, and get some great pictures. But yeah, it's been very well received, and we thank the community for that.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And summertime is dairy month. You can eat some curd, right?
Yeah.
Have some ice cream.
Yeah. My favorite thing with this is we've always tried to do things that we did with our kids or events we like. So, like, after the parade, seeing the rush of the crowd and all the little kiddos come over, get their ice cream, go see all the really cool animals from Tiny Acres. It's a really neat event. And it's, it's heartwarming for me to see all the little kiddos having fun. So
he cries sometimes.
That's good.
I've never cried in my life.
Just kidding.
Any idea of the Tiny Acres friends that will be coming that day?
I feel like, from what I've understood from our few messages, there's some tiny animals coming, some newborn-ish babies coming. But I think she's trying to do like what we're doing. There's a special surprise guest. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Is that guest also furry?
Correct. Also furry. Yeah. And I wonder also if they jump around a lot.
Oh.
Too. So.
That'll be a good combination between your two special guests,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of jumping around.
They can jump around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow.
So take that for what it's worth. Yeah, there's that. But yeah, I would say the biggest thing we want people to do is just come down and relax and enjoy. We're just so deeply grateful. You know, I know Chet's always says, you know, if it weren't for you, there wouldn't be us. We feel the same way. I mean, that's absolutely. If it wasn't for our community, we wouldn't be where we're at. And we're deeply grateful for that.
Are you still collecting items for the food pantry?
Every day, all year round. Absolutely. And that wagon, I mean, it's full every Wednesday. They stop by, they pick up the wagon full of food, and they're just like, wow, every Wednesday. And it's not just us, obviously. It's people dropping them off just all week, anytime. It's great. It's so wonderful to see.
So folks can bring items that day as well.
We put in the paper, which will be coming out next week, that you're welcome to bring a non-perishable item, food item, or you can make a donation to Grace as well. So as much as everything is free that day, if you feel so inclined, you're welcome to leave a donation too.
Right. Yeah. Any other big summer events coming up this year, Ryan?
In August, we'll have a blood drive.
Oh, really?
So,
I thought you were asking like what I was doing
for the your summer vacation. Yeah.
Yeah. That would need to be for the Late Late Show, probably.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Stop by midnight tomorrow night and Saturday night. That'll be about right.
Or Sunday mornings.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah.
But no, that sounds good. So you've got that coming up in August. So we'll have more about that.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think it's August 22nd. It's a Friday. We'll obviously advertise for that too. Same, we'll have some kind of a treat for those who give donations or give the blood donations. So they're super, they're in need. I think it's obvious, right? As you hear it all the time, like the blood is in need, the donors are in need. So we want to get another blood drive going in August.
Pretty important in the summer months. I think people forget about it.
Yeah, and that's what she said, just with the vacations and people, you know, it's probably the last thing on their minds, really. Like, they're too busy trying to enjoy the weather and whatnot. So, yeah.
Great.
Put it on your calendar, August 22nd.
Okay. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a good weekend. It always is in Richland Center when you bring the rodeo athletes into town and all the horses. And
definitely, yeah,
and,
it is.
Trailers.
Well, and I saw, too, the fire station has an open house the same day as we do. So, you know, I want everyone to get everywhere. So make sure that you go to the fire station, check out their open house. And our special guest will be around from 11 to 12. He's got a very tight schedule, so 11 to 12 is his time frame, to keep that in mind.
Pretty strict with him, it sounds like.
Yeah, he needs to get back home, you know, in the Madison area. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. When can we officially say the name of this special guest?
I feel like it's up for debate. I've thought about maybe posting it, you know, the hints have been on Facebook and Instagram, so probably sometime next week. Maybe Friday will be the big reveal.
Maybe at the parade. If you're announcing the parade.
Yeah, we'll be announcing the parade.
This is true.
Okay.
Yeah. I would just encourage folks to wear their red and white.
Good tip.
Yeah, good tip. Good tip.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
No. Thank you.
Great.
And thank you to everyone, too, for the dairy breakfast that's coming up on Sunday. I can't wait to belly up to that. So just love our community. Thank you all so much.
That's going to be a fun one at the Schmidt Farm and a chance to see up close, you know, all the things that happen there.
So. And good food.
And good food. That's the number one, right? Well, thanks you guys for all you do in the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Ryan and Julie Karen's joining us again, that parking lot party right after the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade. That's going to be next Saturday already, June 14th.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, let's talk a little bit today about grief.
Yeah. So with death comes a lot of grief, a lot of mourning, a lot of emotions that come along with the death of a loved one. Sometimes those feelings begin while the individual is still alive, but you know, you can kind of see that death is fairly imminent, hospice is coming. So handling grief is a very big part of death. It's a very healthy part of who you are as a person, is to acknowledge the life and to acknowledge the loss. So sometimes with funerals, some people will say, I don't want to come to a funeral because it's too painful, it's very hurtful, I don't want to think about it. But by not acknowledging that grief really does not help you down the road. You're simply putting a Band-Aid on something that needs something a little bit more than a Band-Aid. So with grief, you have to be mindful of yourself, your emotions, your world around you. So some of those things you may have to come back and visit later. So with a funeral, we always encourage people to attend a visitation, a funeral, to be there not only for the individual who has passed away and for their loved ones, but a lot of time it's very healthy for you to come as well. So some people also say, I don't want to have a viewing of a body because it's going to be too hard on those individuals. Well, it might be up to that individual on what may or may not be too hard for them, because a lot of times a viewing of that body does help to confirm the reality of the death. Now, if it's an immediate family member, what we've been doing a lot more in the last few years because of the uptick in cremation is we might just have a private family viewing for those individuals. Sometimes those viewings happen at the hospital or the nursing home or at the hospice facility. So that still does acknowledge the loss by having a viewing of that individual. So sometimes when they say seeing is believing, that kind of comes in too with funerals as well. Some people do not want a viewing and then be cremated or have a burial. And for some people, that is okay for them, you know, for them emotionally in their grief journey. Each person is individual, and it's up to each of us on how we're going to handle that loss. Part of it is, what is our relationship with that individual on how we're going to be able to handle the grief and how we go forward. You know, were they in our life day to day? Were they a very close person? Was it just kind of an acquaintance? You know, so how that death affects us will be different with each person. But it's very important that we acknowledge it and we kind of talk about it and to bring it out. So it doesn't necessarily matter on the age. You know, sometimes maybe your children need to talk about it. You know, you don't have to go into all the details about it, but it's important to at least acknowledge the death and the grief that comes along with it, not just try to cover it up and pretend things did not happen.
What about the people that are going to the funeral? It's the family's decision to have a viewing or not a viewing or whatever, but sometimes they need closure too. It's kind of hard for individuals that maybe they aren't the immediate family members, right?
Absolutely. So sometimes those people will call us up and be like, I can't believe that they're not going to have a viewing of so-and-so. I really need that. I said, well, you know, there's nothing we can do to change that. So sometimes those outside individuals really need that as well. So even if, let's say, you don't have a public viewing, it's very important that there's some sort of acknowledgement of their death. Like, we'll have people that say, I don't even want people to know that I died. Well, that's also not very healthy for the community as a whole, because what you're doing at that point, in my mind, is saying that your life didn't really matter. You weren't important. Nothing about you. The world doesn't need to remember you. And I like to think that that's not true. All of us had an effect on somebody else's life. So to at least acknowledge your death, which actually isn't so much of an acknowledgement of your death, it's an acknowledgement of your life and that you were here and that you meant something to those people around you. And by not putting anything out there, it actually makes it harder for people. We have people call the funeral home all the time and, well, did so-and-so die, or I can't find so-and-so, whatever happened to them. So people do search for individuals. It's not just for genealogy, but they want to know what happened to so-and-so. They meant something to them, and they just can't even find them. Are they alive? Are they dead? You know, we never really acknowledged who they were as a person. We kind of disappear, which I don't think is healthy for society.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hiring in the U.S. slowed last month, but for now anyway, President Trump's aggressive policies on trade and the trimming of the federal government workforce don't seem to have affected the jobs picture that